Now here's another one, vaguely, well, parent and child. If each parent holds the right to raise their child as they see fit, then whose right prevails when the two parents of a child disagree? Now, I'm talking about normal situations. There's no abuse or negligence. And my own thought, he goes on, is that the proper role of the court, we should go to court, the proper role would be to say, in essence, the court would say, either find a way to settle this between yourselves, or we will make a custody ruling, in which case one of you will get the disputed decision-making right for this child. I can imagine that in some cases as an absolute last-ditch stand. I don't think it should come up. If you're marrying this person and you intend to have children, presumably you would have discussed at some length and detail what kind of way you want your child to be raised and what you're aiming at with the child. If you don't know that, then why are you getting married? Now, you know, two people can always disagree on lesser issues. They can, even on such a big issue as, like, the role of athletics. Now, I think that some form of sports in a child's life is essential. And they should not concentrate just on, you know, abstractions and mathematics. But, you know, if a wife that I love said, I want that minimized and more focus on art and so on. Within limits, I could accept that. But if the disagreement is over an important principle, such as religion, or such as the wife doesn't want the child to be too ambitious because he'll alienate other people, or the wife doesn't want the child to go after riches because it's too materialistic, that is the kind of thing, you know, that is worthy of a dispute. And if you don't resolve that in advance, you have no business getting married. You have to know in advance what kind of attitude will be deal-breaking with regard to your child raising. And then you act accordingly. Now, it's true, if something comes up that you didn't foresee, you might have to end up going to court, but I don't think the courts will say, well, in regard to money, you have the sole choice, because it's hard to break it all up. The court would have to decide, is this really harmful or all around or not? You'd find it very hard to get relief in today's courts. And I would say it's much better to work it out in advance, have counseling.